O prophet, why should you forbid, yourself, what God has made lawful for you, in order to please your wives? Yet God is forgiving and kind. Surely God has sanctioned the dissolution of your vows. God is your Lord, He is all-knowing and all-wise. When the prophet told one of his wives something in confidence and she disclosed it, God revealed this to him. So he made some of it known to her and held back some. When, however, he informed her about it, she asked, "Who told you this?" He said, "I was told this by the all-knowing, all-informed. If both of you two, women, turn to God in penitence, it would be better. Your hearts have been impaired, and if you assist one another against him, then surely his helper is God, and Gabriel and the righteous believers, and, besides them, the angels are his helpers. In case he divorces you, his Lord will give him better wives in return, who will be modest, true believers, obedient to God, repentant, observant of prayer and fasting, both widows and virgins. O you who believe, save yourselves and your families from the fire whose fuel is men and rocks, over which are appointed angels stern and severe as wardens who never disobey what God commands them, and do what they are commanded, and say, O you who do not believe, make no excuses today. You will be requited only for what you had done. O you who believe, turn to God truly in repentance. Perhaps your Lord may forgive your ills and admit you to gardens with rivers flowing by on the day when God will not humiliate the prophet and those who believe with him. Their light will move in front of them and to their right, and they will say, O Lord, perfect our light and forgive us. You have power over everything. O prophet, fight the unbelievers and the hypocrites and be severe with them. Their abode is hell, an evil destination. God advances the example of Noah's wife and the wife of Lot for those who do not believe. They were married to our two pious devotees, but they were unfaithful to them, and even, the apostles, could not avail them in the least against God, and it was said to them, enter hell with those who are condemned to enter it. And God presents the example of Pharaoh's wife for those who believe, when she said, O Lord, build me a house in paradise, and save me from Pharaoh and his deeds, and save me from a wicked people. And of Mary, daughter of Imran, who guarded her chastity, so that we breathed into her a new life from us, and she believed the words of her Lord and his books, and was among the obedient.